Good morning. We are on the record. My name is Marisha Childs. I'm the hearings officer for this matter. My pronouns are she, her. We are here today, Wednesday, June 4th, 2025. The time is 9:02 a.m. We are here on a tow appeal hearing, cause number 125-0098. The appellant's name is Lauren Boyer. We're on Zoom. I see face and square, one of which says Lauren Boyer, so that's good. Ms. Boyer, if you can, please identify yourself for the record, state and spell your first and last name and your pronouns for the record.
My name is Lauren Boyer, LauRenVoyer. My pronouns are she, her.
Great. Thank you so much for that. So I see that the city is not present for this hearing. I'm just going to scroll through the case filing system. I use the same online case filing system that's available to the parties. Mm-hmm. What I'm looking for is anything from the city that says, I keep moving because I'm trying to figure out, like, where is the best light? And there is no good light.
Oh, you look great. You look great.
You're kind. thank you. I'm looking for anything from the city that says we won't be here for the hearing, and I don't see anything. If a party shows up late or fails to show for the hearing still continues. Nobody automatically wins or automatically loses by default. We simply move forward with the hearing in their absence and read any evidence that they have uploaded in support of their position into the record as if they were providing oral testimony. And I don't see anything from the city that they are not going to be here. I'm next looking at the hearing notice. That's what was sent to the parties on May 28th. That hearing notice is the notice that you received that says this is when the hearing will be held. That hearing notice, as I said, was sent May 28th, and it says on there that the hearing will be scheduled for Wednesday, June 4th, 2025 at 9 a.m. That is today. That is roughly this time. And that email was sent to pbotpetoHearingsInfo@PortlandOregon.gov, and it did not bounce back as if it was not deliverable. So I am going to make a finding that the city has received proper notice of this hearing and is waiving their right to be present, and so we will move forward with this hearing. This hearing is being taking place on Zoom, and although I can see faces and squares, it's not the video that's being recorded. It's just the audio. The audio of these proceedings will be recorded and uploaded to the city's website within the next 2 to 3 days after the conclusion of this hearing. You could listen to this hearing, or anybody could listen to this hearing by just going to the city's electronic files, entering the cause number, boom, there it is. Listen to your heart's content. I am a hearings officer. I work in the hearings office. The hearings office is charged with independently reviewing decisions of other city bureaus to make sure those decisions comply with the code. And in this case, that means reviewing the decision to tow your vehicle to make sure that decision complies with the code. My authority in these cases is limited. I'm limited to deciding whether a tow is valid, invalid, or otherwise unjustified. The code requires that I find a tow valid if two requirements are met. One, the procedural notice requirements have been satisfied, and two, the person ordering the tow followed all relevant rules and procedures. If there was a parking citation that was issued in addition to the tow, and I did see that there was a parking citation that was issued, the parking citation will not be addressed here today. Instead, the parking citation will need to be addressed within Multnomah County Circuit Court. I would encourage you to appeal the parking citation. I encourage all appellants to appeal the parking citation. If you're appealing that tow, there's no reason not to appeal that parking citation. Did you just say I did?
I did, yes.
Excellent. Appealing that parking citation is your best chance of getting any kind of financial relief in this matter. So I would, the officer will be there for that, so appeal that. Did you receive the statement of rights in this case? Okay, do you have any questions about what you read?
I do not.
Okay, so when I scroll through this case, I see that there are nine documents that have been uploaded into this case. These nine documents are documents that have that you, yourself you have uploaded, that the city has uploaded in support of their respective positions, as well as the hearings office clerk has things that they get put in, so that way we know where this case is, so we know where it is in the pipeline. So these documents are not part of the record yet, but I would like to make them part of the record so that way I can rely on any evidence that is contained within those documents. Do you have any objection to me admitting Exhibits 1 through 9 into the record at this time?
No.
Okay, great. In that case, I will admit Exhibits 1 through 9. Next, what I'd like to do is get you sworn in. If I can, get you to raise your right hand. Perfect. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide today in this matter will be the truth and the whole truth? If that is so, say, I do.
I do.
Great. You can put your hand down. Okay, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I did see that your TOE appeal hearing request was a day late. I did read your explanation. You thought you had 10 days, and you did have 10 days. But it seems like maybe you weren't sure the date that the vehicle was towed.
Mm-hmm. Like I didn't find out the first day because I didn't need to use my car.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't realize it had been towed. And then when I went to find it the next day, I realized and called the precinct, I realized that it was towed. And at that point, I had asked the tow people, you know, how long do I have to deal with this? And they said 10 days. So I assumed it was from the day that I picked up my car.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to find good cause to grant the hearing, even though it's one day late. That's not the worst thing. Thank you for that explanation. So now let's get to the merits of this tow. Tell me why you believe that this tow is invalid.
Well, I've only lived here for a short period of time. I'm from the East Coast, and I'm not familiar with the stairs within the driveway setup.
Yes. Okay.
So uh-huh. I see from the officer's photos that I was parked there, but I honestly did not believe I was blocking a driveway. It was Mother's Day evening. I'd come back from a late movie with my son. It was raining. It was really dark, and I honestly thought that I was in a legitimate space. So there was no ill intent on my part, or no, you know, I just honestly did not recognize it as a driveway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get that. When you said there was no ill intent, my thought was like, you know, like you're driving around like, I'm just looking for a driveway to park in front of. Like, I realize not many people are probably doing that. Like, I'm just, unless it's like a, you know, like an ex or something, you're trying to make their life awful so you park in front of someone's driveway. I get that there's probably no ill intent. So let me share my screen so you can see what I'm looking at. And let's see. Okay, so this is the images that were taken by parking enforcement. And this is your vehicle, black Prius.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not seeing those for some reason.
What's that?
I'm not seeing those.
You have not seen these.
No. I'm not seeing. Are you showing them right now?
Oh, am I not sharing my screen?
I can't see. I just see you and I.
Okay, maybe I shared the wrong image. So as I shared screen 2.
Hmm. You know what?
Okay, let me try again. How about that?
You know, I got a phone call, and it shrunk the screen so that it's just you and I, and I'm trying to figure out how to get it back to its normal size. Okay, I can see them, but they're small. For crying out loud, what's going on here?
Okay.
Oh, boy. All right, I can see it, but it's small, but I can see it. I'm not
okay.
Sure what's happening with...
Okay, so what I'm looking at, there's the... This is the city's evidence. The city uploaded some images that they took at the time that the tow was authorized, and I see that the vehicle is parked in the driveway. I see there's three pictures showing, at least the first three vehicles show that the vehicle is fully blocking the driveway.
Your there was also pine needles all over it. I mean, it just didn't look like it was used as a driveway. So I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yes, so that I do see the vehicle is fully blocking the driveway. Yes, there are stairs in the driveway. I don't know if that's unique to this area. I don't know where you moved from, but driveways.
I moved from Massachusetts. I honestly have never seen that kind of a driveway before.
And so you didn't think it was a driveway?
No.
Even though,
no.
Was there not, there was a car parked in it, though?
I honestly didn't see the car, I guess, because I really...
You were just... to the conditions when the appellant's vehicle first parked there, but my photos show that the driveway was visible and completely blocked when the tow was ordered, end quote. And it doesn't sound like you don't deny any of these things. You're just saying that you didn't even notice it because of the conditions, which, understandable. Your vehicle is not in storage, correct?
No, I picked it up as soon as I found out.
Okay, so the officer also uploaded some code provisions that explain why they towed the vehicle, which I'm sure it's not particularly complex to understand why your vehicle was towed. Your vehicle was towed because it was parked blocking a driveway. And the code authorizes towing a vehicle without prior notice when the vehicle is impeding or likely to impede the normal flow of vehicular or pedestrian traffic. I think we can all agree that this vehicle was probably blocking the owner's access to the public right-of-way from their driveway. And this code also defines what a driveway is, extends from one curb return to the other. If winged, includes the wings. Although I understand you saying that you had never seen this kind of thing before for a driveway, you will see it in and around
Now I've noticed it.
Keep an eye peeled out for that. So I do find that the tow is validly authorized. That means that you remain responsible for the towing and storage charges. I will write an order that analyzes the facts with the law. I will send that to the parties, and that will come to you via email the same way you receive notice of this hearing. Again, I would encourage you, and I know it sounds like you've already submitted your appeal to the citation. That is wonderful. Driveways are not often marked. They're not lighted. They're not anything. So they blend in very well with their surroundings. They're very camouflaged. I hear it often. I didn't know that this is driveway. I couldn't tell that that was driveway. And you will continue to see that throughout the city. So it's really incumbent upon you to really pay attention to your surroundings, because it sucks when you walk out and your car is gone. And it's a terrible feeling.
I was thinking, you know, have I suddenly developed dementia?
Right. Right. You're like, am I having a stroke?
Yeah.
Yes, I understand that. But I'm glad you had your car. Now you are that much wiser. Welcome to Portland. Hopefully this is the last time I encounter you in this setting.
Yeah, never had a bad can I ask you a question about the lien? They sent the lien in just before I got there to pick up my car.
Who sent the lien?
I guess the towing company.
But you got your car.
Right, but there's a charge for that.
Hmm. There's a charge to, you have to pay to get your car out of storage.
I thought that part of my charge was that $174 or something for the lien to be filed. Am I incorrect about that?
I'm not certain. So when you went to get your car out of storage, you paid a fee.
Yes.
And that fee was for storage of the vehicle?
For the tow. And I thought for sure, now it should be on the charges that I'm trying to remember what exhibit that is.
Human rights tow report form. There is no, your tow request, she can, yeah. I don't know anything about any lien.
Okay.
I have nothing to do with towing.
Okay.
I don't have anything to do with that, but I'm not saying that there isn't something that you should look into. You might need to. I'm just telling you, I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
You can call 311.
Yeah.
That's like the city's number. You can call and ask them, like, what is this about? And they should be able to direct you to the correct party to speak with. If that doesn't work, I would imagine the towing coordinator would be able to help you. If there were some errant charges that were associated, the towing coordinator should be able to help. But I would try calling 311 first and to ask them what that's about.
Okay.
All right. If there's nothing additional, then I'm going to conclude this hearing. Do you have any other questions for me?
I don't. I'm just really upset that I have to pay so much money because of this. But that's how it goes, I guess. So.
Right? That's why you make money. You make money so you can spend it. You got to tell yourself that, because every day will be another opportunity to spend on something, like it or not. Okay.
Well, I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a good day. We're going to